Hey, this is Anita, and welcome to episode 4 of Mom Talk. And so today, what I want to talk about is I want to read a little bit of a scripture and then talk about that today. So this is Galatians 6, 7 through 9. And as moms, I just feel like this is such a good time for us to really lean into what God has for us in this season. And there's just a lot going on in the world today. We're kind of post-COVID, kind of figuring new life out. I know in our household, we almost feel like we moved 4 years ago, and it feels like that was 2 years ago. It's almost like in our household, we feel like we've been on this pause for about 2 years. But I also feel like in this season, we're actually coming out of that, and that's what I want to talk about today. And so let me read this to you, ladies. So as Christian working moms, just let this kind of soak in and listen to the piece that's appropriate that really, that speaks to you today. And then let's talk about that. So it says, this is Galatians 6, 7 through 9. I know that God is not mocked, and whatever I sow, I will reap. Therefore, I will not sow to the flesh, which brings corruption, but I will sow to the spirit and reap life everlasting. Did you catch that? Reap life everlasting. I will not grow weary while doing good. For in due season, I will reap because I will not give up. And so as I was reading that this morning, ladies, I just really felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me about where we are as Christian working moms in this season that we're in. So there's a couple of pieces that I want to break down in this scripture and use that as our discussion point today. And then, so take some notes or make some mental notes. And then when we get a chance at the end, I'll give you some to-dos, because we always want to take these pieces of information and actually do something with them, not just taking in more knowledge, but the word says that we're supposed to walk in the wisdom. That means we take in the good knowledge that God has for us or others have for us around, and then we actually do something with it. And I know that you know that. So I just want to encourage you in that. So there's three parts in here that I want to break down. Number one is I'm going to sow what I'll reap. And so you'll hear a lot of times in, like, even, you know, new age communities or just in the profession of mindset shifting and positive thinking. That's the word I wanted to think of. And all that, like, you sow what you reap, right? That's a natural law that happens all the time. But what does that mean for us as believers and as Christian working moms and as, in some cases, leaders in our positions at work and co-leaders with our husbands at home? And so what I thought of as I walk through just different seasons in my life, I think of, okay, if I'm sowing in negativity, let's start with that. If I'm sowing in negativity, I'm grouchy, I'm tired, I'm irritated, I'm frustrated. Well, that's actually what I'm going to reap all the way around. And so you notice those days where you feel like, gosh, everybody's in a bad mood. Well, maybe it's actually because of that. That's what I'm actually sowing into every conversation that I have. And I'm just kind of recognizing it. But perhaps I'm just not at the spot where I'm recognizing that it's coming from me instead of coming from the outside. So that would be the one side of that coin. The other side of that coin is when I sow in things like the fruits of the Spirit. Don't you know that when you set your mind on focusing on things like joy and peace and having things that are excellent and worthy of praise, and when my thoughts are pure, and when I'm paying attention to what God is showing me and what my girlfriends are doing and what my husband is teaching me and what my kids are doing and all these areas where God is molding me and sanctifying me and growing me in a good way, then don't we know then actually we see more of that around us. So if I'm kind to you and to myself and to people around me, well, then I'm actually more likely to see kindness around me. And so that's both sides of the coin for sowing and reaping, is that really it always starts right in here. It's always a heart condition, right? So it's what's going on inside that then is reflected outward, and then that's what I pay attention to. So when I'm upset and wounded inside, then I'm paying attention to that on the outside. When I'm healed and whole and healthy on the inside, then that's what I'm paying attention to on the inside. So that's point number one, is where what we sow is what we reap. The second thing that I wanted to talk about is that it's talking about, like, the word is talking about how we're reaping life everlasting. And so a lot of times, like, I grew up in a household that was labeled as Christian, although I would say, looking back, you know, we had accepted Christ as kids, but we honestly, like, I felt like we were saved for heaven, but not really walking in any of that. Like, we had, you know, our names autographed on our, or engraved on our Bibles in gold and all that kind of stuff. But really, I grew up in a household that had just a lot of neglect and abuse and a lot of just gnarly stuff going on. That was not a Christian household, with all honor and respect to my parents, but that's just the truth, that we did not grow up in a household that where we lived based on what the word says. We're kind of like saved for later, but lived like hell now, is the way that I describe it. And so in that, what I'm noticing is I am going after everlasting life. I would say that probably if I would have read that scripture as a young person, then I would have thought, oh, that means later. That means like when I get to heaven, I have everlasting life or something like that. But that's actually not what the word says, right? That's totally counter. That's what the world would teach me, but that's not what the word says. So what the word says is, right, we know, like, as soon as I accept Jesus, baptized in the Holy Spirit, like, I have everlasting life now. Like, heaven and eternity start now. It's at the moment that I have that transformation and that acceptance, and I allow God to come in and shift my heart. And so that's probably the second piece that I want to talk about, is what does it look like to reap with everlasting life now? Well, maybe it looks like some spiritual disciplines, maybe some shifts. And really, hear me, like, there's no condemnation in this. It's really just an invitation to walk in more that God has for you. And so when I am walking in everlasting life, what I've noticed is that in my walk of lots of years is that it looks kind of like this. And then you take this with a grain of salt and adjust it for your life. It looks something like I'm in the Word daily to renew my mind. It looks something like I have a soft heart and a moldable heart for God to do the work that only He and I can do together. It looks something like I lay down my offenses all the time, every day, regularly. And instead of holding on to those offenses and feeling justified in those offenses, I actually allow healing to take place. It looks something like to walk in everlasting life right now, today. Forgiving. That's a big one. Maybe that's a big one that just landed on somebody, is like walking in the forgiveness, not for the infractions, not for the benefit of the of what was done against me, but for the benefit of me. So God calls me to walk in forgiveness so that I can be forgiven and set free. And so some of you maybe need to meditate on that a little bit and just let it sink in. Like, that's a good word for somebody out there as you're listening to this podcast today. And so what else does it look like? Everlasting life looks like being in fellowship with other believers. Man, I talk to so many different people these days that'll say, like, all right, it's kind of this relative truth theory that somehow, like, I believe like parts of the Bible, but not other parts of the Bible, or I could have fellowship with God without having fellowship with believers. And while you actually can do that second thing, that's not at all what God has designed for us as His kids. He has designed for us to actually be in relationship. So that means, like, I'm plugged in at a church and I just don't go to consume, but I actually go to serve and to be a servant, to be served and to serve, both those things together. It looks like being in fellowship with other believers during the week, like, you know, dinners and having fun and barbecues and cookouts and swimming and going to the beach and all those fun things, but doing life with people that are really at the same, like, they have the same belief system. And it's not to say that we don't engage with people that don't have the same belief system, but really, if you look at what Jesus modeled for us, like, His closest buddies were really, were really the people that he spent the bulk of his time with. That's where he was really the most authentic. And then he went out and served people on a regular basis. He served everybody, right? He had no judgment and no conditions. He went out and talked to everybody. But his inner group, the people that he really shared his heart with the most, really were his one and his three and his 12. And so in that, we need that. Like Jesus has actually modeled what relationships look like for us. And it's spending time with real people in authentic relationship, being vulnerable and allowing other people to, so we can speak into their lives and they can speak into ours. Okay, the third point that I want to talk about is we don't grow weary while doing good. For in due season, I will reap because I'll not give up. So that's kind of like a two-part thing, right? It's that, whew, man, these days, I can think that there's so many different things that I feel like God has laid on my heart or the different trials that I've walked through in the last couple of years where I felt like I did want to give up. A lot of times I've felt like that in my marriage. I've felt like that in my work life. I've felt like that in homeschooling. I felt like that in raising my kids. I felt like that in my walk. I felt like that where I grew weary. I wanted to give up. And yet even in the midst of that, what I find is on the other side of not giving up, then I've actually been able to walk in more fruitfulness and more breakthrough. And now being on the other side of walking through some of those trials and not growing weary and not giving up. Now I'm actually seeing we're in a season in our household and in our business and in our homeschooling where I'm seeing breakthrough. And I'm actually seeing the long, slow, progressive path of walking in obedience of the things that God had called me to, God is calling me to, and now I'm actually seeing where there's radical shifts in all areas of my life because of that obedience, because I was willing to press in farther. I was willing to be obedient and not grow weary and not give up. And now I will tell you, and so this is the third point, is don't give up. And I mean specifically in the areas, the tough areas where God is calling you to walk in because he has good things for you. So the tough things, like maybe tough situations in your marriage where God is saying, don't give up, don't grow weary, press in because it lines up with his will and his good for you. And there's growth in there for you and maybe for your husband. Most likely. I mean, that's what God wants for us as his kids. He wants us to be able to grow in maturity. Maybe in your business, God is speaking to you and saying, don't give up. Don't grow weary because he has more for you on the other side of the trial. Maybe you work for somebody or work around people that it's just so incredibly challenging. And yet God, now this is where you go back to God and you ask him. I can't determine that for you. That's between you and the Father and the Holy Spirit and the Son to be able to talk these things through. But what I do know from experience is where God is saying, come on, come on, Anita, come on, ladies, I have more for you. And I want you to grow more. I want you to be more healed and I want you to grow more in maturity and I want you to walk out more wisdom. And I have those things so that you can prosper as your soul prospers. Right? Think of a lot of those verses that have a condition on the front end that say, hey, walk in these things. Walk where your thoughts and your actions and your eyes and your ears are pure and holy and set apart and excellent and worthy of praise so that you can reflect his goodness, his light, his life, his love on the other side. But we have to see how there's like a piece where we have to participate in order for us to be able to walk in the good things that God has for us later. So that's three different things that I want you to work on today, contemplate on, journal about, talk to the Father, talk to your friends, talk to me. You can DM me at any time or post some comments down below in any of the videos that I post. I'd love to be able to hear from you, ladies. Where are you struggling in these different areas? Where are you winning? I want to be your biggest cheerleader and say, you can do this. You can sow and reap in a healthy way. You can walk in the good things that God has for you. You can reap everlasting life in your life right now. And I just declare that over each and every one of you in Jesus' name. Just know each and every one of you. Let's end on this. I'm always praying for you. I want good things for your life. I want you to be able to prosper as your soul prospers. I want you to see prosperity, not just financially, but in your health, in your wellness, in your heart, in your marriage, in your family life, in your business life. Everywhere you go, I want to see you prosper. And so I'm for you. Just want you to know that I love you and not in a weird way, and I am totally for you and praying for you. So look forward to hearing from you soon.